NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. For almost two decades, Yukimi has been an integral part of the Swedish band Little Dragon. She released her debut solo album called For You earlier this year. And today, we've got a mini concert with Yukimi. You might be asking yourself, how does the Yukimi album compare to a Little Dragon record? Well, Eric Schumann, producer on The Session and host of Indie Rock Hit Parade, offers up this tidbit.
She wanted to try something a little bit more intimate. They came up with something that is a little bit more jazzy, a little bit more soulful, not quite as dancey.
And frankly, we've got some pretty special live performances from the record worth checking out. It's a mini concert with Yukimi of Little Dragon playing songs from her new solo album, For You. Today on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Katie Pratt. I work with the Minnesota Office of Collaboration and Dispute Resolution, and I'll be serving as the moderator this evening.
Around 400 rangers packed into the Iron Trail Motors Event Center in Virginia earlier this month for a chance to address the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. The agency is in the process of issuing new wastewater permits for U.S. Steel's Keetac mine, but the inclusion of a decades-old, rarely enforced standard is dredging up a lot of emotions. Minnesota's wild rice sulfate standard is as central to miners' fears as it is to environmental advocates' hope. Those who rely on mining for their livelihoods worry that the PCA's efforts to finally enforce the limit will devastate the Iron Range. Environmental and indigenous advocates say enforcement is long overdue to protect sacred Mennonomon and keep Minnesota's water clean. Sulfate itself doesn't actually impact wild rice. It's the potential for it to turn into sulfide that is the problem. When that chemical reaction occurs in lake sediment, the sulfide can be harmful to wild rice, especially as it is growing. Sulfate is generated throughout taconite mining and processing, and as mines reuse water, sulfate gets more concentrated. Mines eventually discharge this water, prompting concerns about sulfate pollution. Minnesota's wild rice sulfate standard was adopted by the PCA in 1973. The protective measure recognized the plant's environmental, economic, and cultural importance. Wild rice, Mennonomon in Ojibwe, is an important food source for waterfowl, and the plant is central to Ojibwe identity and way of life, past, present, and future. Leanna Goose is a leader of the Rise and Repair Alliance and a Leech Lake band member.
By upholding Minnesota's sulfate standard, we hold companies accountable for their pollution and protect a food that has nourished people here for generations.
The idea of limiting sulfate to protect wild rice is based on studies done by researcher John B. Moyle in the 1930s and 40s. He wrote in a 1975 letter that the limit was adopted after a phone call with someone from the PCA asking about water quality and wild rice. The 50-year-old letter includes Moyle's recommendations for a wastewater permit for Minnesota Power's Clay Boswell Energy Center in Cohasset, which the company called unreasonable. The sentiment was echoed decades later at the PCA's public meeting on the Keetac permits. Derek Peterson is the business manager for Laborers Local 1091.
I strongly urge you to update the wild rice sulfate standard with all the research, science, and site-specific variables. The current 10 is unrealistic level, and wild rice has been proven to be successful at up to 1,600 milligrams.
The site-specific standard was proposed by the PCA in 2017. The agency came up with the rule after the legislature told them to overhaul the existing standard. Each body of water would have had its own limit based on its unique chemistry. But in 2018, an administrative law judge rejected the rule change, writing the PCA failed to prove that the new standard would be, quote, equally or more protective of wild rice waters. There are multiple factors that influence the success of a wild rice bed in a given year and over time. Studies, including Moyle's, seem to agree that the exact necessary sulfate limit can vary, though to what degree is more widely debated. Hay Lake is small and remote. It's the first wild rice water downstream of Keetac. U.S. Steel has been discharging into the water for decades and says there's still healthy wild rice growing there. But environmental groups recently visited and say the rice looks sick. Mike Maluska is a former United Steelworker Unit president and now part of the nonprofit Water Legacy.
What was the race like here when you were young?
It went from just to the right to the inlet over there, about where that tree line chops off. It came all the way, that dense, all the way around the lake.
This really hurts. This really hurts here.
There's a lot more to the sulfate story. Read more about the complex saga and recent updates at kaxe.org. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank. From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kalea.
Oh, I've been riding on sadness for so long.
That voice might sound familiar. It's Yukimi Nagano of the Swedish band Little Dragon. Yukimi released her debut solo album, For You, earlier this year. And today we've got a mini concert lined up featuring songs from the new record. And to give us the backstory is Eric Schumann, host of the Indie Rock Hit Parade on WXPN. He recorded and produced the session. And Eric, it is great to see you.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you.
This is the first solo record from Yukimi. It's called For You. How would you compare it to her other band's work?
It's really tough to compare Little Dragon Records to anything, even other Little Dragon Records. They're a very, very eclectic group. They've been making music that I think you can generally describe as electronic music, dance
sort
music.
Sort of dance, yeah.
For about 20 years. Still very much a going concern. Their last album came out a few years ago called Slugs of Love. And when that was done, when the making of that album was done, Yukimi wanted to try something different. She's always done outside vocal work. She's on a Gorillaz album. She does a guest vocal on the latest Little Sims album.
Okay.
And she wanted to try something a little bit more intimate. And what she came up with her drummer, Eric, who is also the drummer in Little Dragon, they recorded this album at home with some collaborative songwriting with Leanne LaHavis, first time working with an outside songwriter in their little ecosystem.
Yeah.
They came up with something that is a little bit more jazzy, a little bit more soulful, not quite as dancey,
yeah,
oriented.
You know, jazz really does stand out, especially when I heard these live performances.
Yeah.
Of course, Yukimi's voice is just like undeniable.
Right.
But it felt like these performances were recorded in a jazz lounge. They're special.
Yeah, when Yukimi and the band, and that's the key difference between the live performances you're about to hear and Yukimi's album. On the album, Yukimi and Eric play pretty much everything themselves, and it has this very homespun DIY quality to it. But when they came to the studio, they were joined by a full band. And I want to mention the members of the band because they're just phenomenal. So you have Yukimi, you have Eric, you also have Mia Garcia, who's the guitarist, Angelica Kvarby as the bassist, and the keyboardist is Andre Carlson. Of course, when you have a room full of people playing live, and by the way, they did every one of these songs in one take. In the pocket they are. When you have a room full of talented musicians who are just operating on the same wavelength, that's going to have an inherently different energy than when you're recording something yourself,
sure,
at home. And that's what you're going to hear in these performances. It's a little bit different than the album, and certainly a lot different than what you would hear on a Little Dragon record, but it's a very, very special performance from Yukimi and friends.
Well, we are so thrilled you brought it to us today.
That's one of my favorites. Thanks.
Here you go. That's Eric Schumann of the Indie Rock Hit Parade, recorded on our home base here at WXPN. And for World Cafe, here's Yukimi with Sad Makeup, getting this mini concert off the ground.
So long.
generations don't lie. Darkest valleys of my mind. Oh, these shadows keep bringing me down. But when I try to hide, you always find me playing. My skate is a cast in the rain. I've been waiting for a runaway, runaway moment. I'm always trying to avoid the place. Don't wanna get locked in the chase. Some good feels.
so desperate for a new place, a new rush, a new taste. But my water in a runaway, runaway, runaway. Runaway, runaway. As I try to hide, you always find me planning.
You're listening to World Cafe, recorded live in studio here in Philly. It's Yukimi. We're hearing songs from her new album, which is called For You. My love.
so many times. Shatter and shine plenty of times. I'm no better.
Recorded live for World Cafe, it's Yukimi with Stream of Consciousness. Yukimi Nagano of Little Dragon has her debut solo album out now. It's called For You. Thanks again to Yukimi and her band for the mini concert, and to Eric Schumann and the Indie Rock Hit Parade for engineering and producing the mini concert. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
You are listening to The World Cafe on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good morning, my name is Dan Gannon. We receive support from Itasca Unitarian Fellowship in Grand Rapids, a welcoming community for those engaged in the spiritual journey of life. All are welcome Sundays at 10 a.m., mid-September through mid-May. More at ItascaUnitarianFellowship.org or on Facebook. Kutaska Community Action in Grand Rapids is collecting gently used kids' Halloween costumes now until October 15th. Costumes may be dropped off at the former Murphy Elementary building from 9 to 4 weekdays. Programming is supported by Empty Bowls, fighting local hunger and building a stronger community with the Grand Rapids and Deer River Community Cafe. The event takes place Thursday, October 23rd at Timberlake Lodge from 11 to 2 and 4 to 7. Tickets include soup and a locally made ceramic bowl. More info on Facebook at Itasca Empty Bowls Project. Now it's time to get you back to more from the World Cafe right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBX.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. I've always loved this song from Counting Crows' first album, August and Everything After, Perfect Blue Buildings.
Just down the street from your hotel, baby, I stay at home with my disease. Ain't this position familiar, darling? Well, all monkeys do what they help me stay awake, I'm falling. Down Virginia and Loma, where I got friends who care for me. You got an attitude of everything I ever wanted. I got an attitude. Sleeping perfect bluebell. myself away from me. Keep myself away. How am I gonna keep myself away from me? Keep myself away. How am I gonna keep myself away from me?
Favorites from Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. Also, Michigander with Giving Up. We are back in 1 minute with one of our favorite songs of the year here on World Cafe.
Hope you're having a fantastic Monday morning, and thanks for listening to the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. We receive support from First State Bank of Big Fork with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com. Member FDIC. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has an open house from 4 to 6 tomorrow, Tuesday, September 30th at Park Rapids City Hall. Learn about the Highway 71 corridor study. There will not be a formal presentation, so you may come and go as you wish. We'd like to thank the Lake Country Journal, a lifestyle magazine since 1997, a local publication sharing stories from the heart of Minnesota about places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country. LakeCountryJournal.com. Adventures in Lifelong Learning continues its fall season every Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Bemidji Eagles Club. Coffee and treats are served beginning at 9:40, and there will be a variety of speakers each week. Find a full schedule on Facebook. Look for Bemidji Adventures in Lifelong Learning. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. We are on Instagram and YouTube at World Cafe. Give us a follow or subscribe. We'd appreciate it. Alex G set to return to Coachella in 2026, and his name is a little bit higher up on the marquee than it was a few years prior when he played for the first time. He's got a great record to play tracks from called Headlights, and this is one of my favorite songs of the year. It's Afterlife, new stuff from Alex G.
coming through the radio, the telephone, the TV, when my horse is kicking in.
Try up and now how we crumble into dust. We get wet and we corrode, and now we're covered up in rust. We drink and we dry up, and now we crumble into dust. We get wet and we corrode, and now we're covered up in rust. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. And these Twin City kisses, they sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown.
burning thing. Let it make the fire ring. All that I know love as a Cajun thing. Just a killer come to call from some awful dream. Oh, I know you folks, you come to see. You just stand there in the glass looking at me. But my heart is wild and my bones are steel. And I could kill you with my bare hands if I was free.
Phosphorescent with Song for Zula, taking us to the end of the hour here on The Cafe. Thanks to our affiliates who make this show possible, a show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Stephen Kaleo. Appreciate you listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and by the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're having a good one. Thanks so much for joining us. My name is Dan Gannon. Weather in our listening area today, sunny, highs in the low to mid 80s, light southwest winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny, high 73 to 80, southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting higher, overnight lows near 61. And Wednesday, the warm weather continues, sunny with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Our KAXE question of the week is, what do you remember about grocery stores from when you were young? You can text us at 218-326-1234. And thanks to our listeners, we raised over $162,000 during this crisis caused by federal cuts to public media. KAXE is working hard to keep the programming you love going strong. Every action helps. Donate or share.